You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield from Intermountain Health with Your Life, Your Health. Did you know that 1 in 5 people will get skin cancer in their lifetime? That number includes more than 800 Utahns who are diagnosed with skin cancer each year. The good news, according to Intermountain Health oncologist Dr. Caroline Nebhan, is that skin cancer can almost always be cured when it's found and treated early. Vigilance is also vital when it comes to detecting skin cancer at its earlier and most treatable stage. As many people have missed vital annual exams with their healthcare provider this past year due to the COVID pandemic, Dr. Nebhan advises that you get an appointment scheduled to ensure that you don't have a developing skin cancer or unusual moles. A sunburn is a clear sign that the DNA in your skin cells has been damaged by too much UV radiation. In fact, getting a painful sunburn just once every 2 years can triple your risk of melanoma skin cancer. Sunburns don't have to be raw, peeling, or blistering. If your skin becomes pink or red in the sun, it's sunburned. Parents are advised to pay more attention to protection from early life sun exposure for their kids in order to reduce the likelihood of developing melanoma as they grow up. Older individuals should also be cautious with their sun exposure because cumulative sun exposure increases your risk of skin cancer. The best thing you can do to decrease your risk of skin cancer, especially in the summer, is to protect your skin. Hats, long sleeves, and sunscreen are all great strategies. Take time to get the facts about skin cancer. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Health on KSL News Radio.